Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when they are wrapping up the meeting of NATO nations. Wrapping it up with Sweden being welcomed into NATO and Ukraine, well, Ukraine having to wait. That was the decision of President Biden. President Biden gave what for President Biden seemed to be a fairly forceful speech and one that was reasonably well delivered. But he still has to answer to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has introduced an amendment demanding that the president withdraw the United States from NATO because NATO is not a reliable partner, she says. Is she angling for the vice presidency? Well, all of a sudden, there's a word from Ron DeSantis about him not being interested in being vice president. And why would he be? I mean, obviously, being governor of Florida, Florida's the second largest state, is... Unless you really believe that Joe Biden is at death's door, and in which case you're becoming vice president with... but he wouldn't be vice president with Joe Biden, would he? No, not a chance. Because he can't be vice president with Trump because of the constitutional prohibition of two guys from the same state. And it's right there in the 12th Amendment. You can look at the beginning of the 12th Amendment and you'll be able to read it. And I can't believe that people covering the media are going through this idea of a Trump and DeSantis ticket, which is just constitutionally impossible if they actually want to win the presidency. Speaking of winning the presidency, the Wall Street Journal pushing a dark horse, you'll pardon the expression, candidate for the Republican nomination, saying no, it's not necessarily going to be either Ron DeSantis, whose campaign continues to fumble, or it's going to be Donald Trump. There is another alternative. And what is it that Bill Galston in the Wall Street Journal says makes that individual so viable all of a sudden? We will get to that. We'll also get to the Democratic attempt, which is very strong in certain states, particularly up in Vermont. They have enough problems with the flooding up there. But they also want and passed a bill in the state legislature, which was vetoed by the Republican governor, thank God. But in Vermont, they passed a bill to lower the voting age for local elections to 16. Is that a good idea, or is it a better idea to follow the recommendation of presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, who says that we should raise the voting age to 25? Which is pretty dramatic to go from 18 to 25. There would be exceptions where you could vote as young as 18, but those exceptions involve things like national service or taking a citizenship exam. We will get to all of that on the Michael Medved Show. And complaints about Joe Biden's looking old and feeble, where the complainants are not blaming Joe Biden. Who do they blame? We will get to that. And then a call from a leading media figure that the United States needs a robust defense, needs someone speaking out for the fact that America is vital and virile and successful, and stop running down Uncle Sam. Who says so, and who's going to provide that robust defense? We will get to that also on a busy day on the Medved Show. First of all, there was President Biden speaking in Lithuania today at the conclusion of the NATO summit, and some of the imagery from the NATO summit with Biden together with other world leaders. Look, they're a lot of fairly interesting and impressive people who are leading various countries in NATO right now. I mean, Olaf Scholz, the new chancellor of Germany, replacing Angela Merkel, is a compelling figure. Macron is a compelling figure in France. You have in all of the Baltic states. You have leaders who are fairly formidable. And seeing them all standing together and all basically committing themselves to responding effectively to Vladimir Putin's brutal and obscene and disgusting and dictatorial move to attack Ukraine and to snuff out its independence and freedom. President Biden spoke about this and about the determination of the now 31 officially NATO nations to stand together and to stand firm against Russian imperialism. This is President Biden just hours ago. Clip four.
We will not waver. We will not waver. I mean that. Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken. We will stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes. We all want this war to end on just terms. Terms that uphold the basic principles of the United Nations Charter that we all signed up to. Sovereignty, territorial integrity. These are two pillars of peaceful relations among nations. One country cannot be allowed to seize its neighbor's territory by force. Russia could end this war tomorrow by withdrawing its forces from Ukraine, recognizing its international borders, and ceasing its attacks on its inhumane attacks on Russia. I mean, by Russia on Ukraine.
He went on to talk about the defense of freedom as a vocation. That's clip 20. Clip 20. Go ahead.
The defense of freedom is not the work of a day or a year. It's the calling of our lifetime, of all time. We are steeled for the struggle ahead. Our unity will not falter, I promise you. Folks, as I look around the world today, at a moment of war and peril, a moment of competition and uncertainty, I also see a moment of unprecedented opportunity. Unprecedented opportunity. Opportunity to make real strides for the world of greater peace and greater prosperity. Liberty and dignity. Equal justice under the law. Human rights and fundamental freedoms, which are the blessing and birthright of all of humanity. That is the world the United States is working toward. And it's one we'll only reach if we do it together. And I mean together. We need to take the same spirit of unity, common purpose, determination that we've demonstrated in our response to Russian aggression in Ukraine and bring more partners along as we continue working to build a world we want to live in and a world we want for our children.
President Biden speaking from Lithuania, from Vilnius, where he is there for the NATO conference. The one thing you can say is that he does sound like he cares about this issue. And he does not seem quite as confused or lost or unfocused as he does when he speaks about other things. And what's peculiar is that they didn't arrange for this speech to be in a setting where more Americans would actually hear it. So what does Zelensky say? Is he still angry, as he appeared to be, because there is no immediate move to admit Ukraine to NATO? And what about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Is she a serious possibility for vice president on a Trump ticket? people say so. We will get to her position about leaving NATO and more coming up on the Med Ed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is one bit of polling data. And, yeah, we talk a lot about polls because it's the only way, except when people actually vote, to understand what our fellow Americans are thinking. But there was recently a YouGov poll. They do this every year. Actually, it was a Gallup poll, pardon me, where they asked if you believe that various countries are better described as an enemy or an ally. And when it came to Russia, there were 11% who thought they were an ally. I don't know who those people are. I don't know. Maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's pro-Putin. But leaving her aside, there are not many Americans who believe that Russia is an ally. By the way, if you're one, give us a call. I would love to hear from you, give you a chance to speak, and you'll explain why you think Russia is an ally. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. This is a challenge, and I'm just fascinated that the poll showed that 83% of Americans think that Russia is an enemy right now. And what that's an indication of is that most people believe that the war, as it's going on, is important for the United States. And it's important that we not lose the war. And third. This just came in as the war in Ukraine intensifies. Half of Americans say either that the United States is providing the right amount of aid or not enough assistance. 31% say we're giving the right amount of aid, and there's 16% who think we're giving not enough assistance to Ukraine. That compares with 28% who say the U.S. is giving too much support to Ukraine. So it's overwhelming as a matter of public sentiment. And Zelensky reiterated when he was in Vilnius how much he wants and hopes that when this fighting concludes, that Ukraine will be part of NATO. This is clip 9.
I would like to have a success on this summit for everyone, for our soldiers, for our citizens, for our children, for everyone. We can state that the results of the summit are good, but should we receive an invitation, they would be the optimum.
The results of the summit are good. That would be even better, optimum, as he puts it, if they are welcomed into NATO. Not yet. The National Security Council, John Kirby, was on MSNBC speaking about Zelensky's desire for his country to be part of NATO, and had this to say, which is the U.S. position. Clip 11.
President Zelensky of Ukraine criticized NATO's uncertainty and weakness over his country's possible membership in NATO. He says it needs to happen. He said this only emboldens Russia to not include Ukraine in NATO. What's your reaction to that?
Well, look, we've already said that Ukraine's place in the future is going to be in the alliance at some point. They've got some reforms they've got to work out, rule of law, governance, good governance, political reforms that need to be done, and they're at war right now. And so the focus for President Biden is making sure they have what they need to be successful on the battlefield, including, as we've been talking about with Mike earlier, these cluster munitions. We're trying to make sure that they can succeed on the battlefield so that they can find a peace and they can recover their territorial integrity. Eventually, yes, NATO will be in the forefront for them, but now's not the time for that. And even now at Vilnius, the Ukrainians will find the alliance united in supporting two things. One, security commitments for them in the long term, when the war is over, making sure that they can continue to defend themselves. And two, providing a path forward so that they can eventually get NATO membership.
And this appears to be the administration position, which was relatively well accepted by President Zelensky and by all of the participants of the NATO conference. Marjorie Taylor Greene not accepting that at all. In fact, she not only doesn't care about Ukraine being part of NATO, she doesn't want the U.S. to be part of NATO. Here is the congresswoman, Republican, from the state of Georgia, clip 6.
Amendment number 6 directs the president to withdraw the U.S. from NATO. My amendment would direct the president withdrawal from NATO. They are not a reliable partner whose defense spending should be paid for by American citizens. For the better part of the last decade, Germany has contributed only around 1% of its GDP to finance NATO obligations, while the United States is paying around 4% of our GDP to defend NATO countries. The United States has been financing and promising to defend NATO countries for decades and paying more than its fair share. Western European countries could and should be stepping up their financial contributions to ensure the security of NATO. Instead, they are entirely beholden to Russia, and the U.S. taxpayer is expected to foot the bill. Amendment number 110 prohibits the provision of F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. My amendment would prohibit the U.S. from sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Providing F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine will not only deplete our own fighter fleet, but it will escalate the proxy war with Russia, which is a nuclear power, rather than implementing diplomatic solutions.
Okay, diplomatic solutions are unfortunately not at hand. She's also completely wrong with her statistics that she is giving, and it's very important people understand this. When people talk about spending 4% to support NATO countries, we don't. Our total defense budget, which is what we spend on the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, is 2.7% of GDP. It's historically very low. It's not 4%. And this whole idea of getting the NATO countries to spend more, it's not to send money to NATO. It's to spend more on their own defense and to use their own defense resources. And there has been a huge increase, particularly with Germany and the other side of the world, Japan, is also doing much better. But there are other NATO countries that have greatly increased their spending. Poland, the Baltic nations, Romania, smaller nations, Slovakia, which is a nation of 5 million, has been sending equipment to Ukraine. This is one of those things that seems to be uniting the entire world other than Marjorie Taylor Greene. And meanwhile, who is the one guy who could pull an upset, says Bill Galston? And it's an upset that would begin in Iowa. Well, that's where everything does appear to begin. It's January 15th that they are holding the Iowa caucuses, August 23rd, the first GOP debates. Trump won't be there. What about the debates Friday? Will he end up showing up at those debates in Iowa? We'll get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest.
78 million people impacted by heat alerts. We have excessive heat warnings throughout the West. We have heat warnings throughout the South Central states as well.
NBC meteorologist Michelle Grossman says Phoenix daytime highs have been in triple digits every day for almost a month. Dangerously hot weather is forecast for parts of Nevada. Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion. That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name. Mortgage rates are at their highest since November. The Mortgage Bankers Association says average rates for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage went over 7% last week, up from 6.85 the week before. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show. One of the characteristics of the Republican race for the presidency so far has been the reluctance of most candidates who are not named Chris Christie or not named Asa Hutchinson a little bit less effectively than Chris Christie. Chris Christie's been going after Trump. I mean, he clearly does not think that Trump should be president of the United States. He thinks he should be president of the United States. But the other leading candidates have not been particularly aggressive in going after Trump. But on this issue of Ukraine, I think there are major candidates sensing that public opinion is with them, and I think it is. Does anybody out there really believe President Trump when he says repeatedly and again and again and again and again that he could end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours? I mean, the only way he can end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours is by instantly surrendering and basically telling Putin that, okay, I'll hold off, we're going to cut off all aid to Ukraine, and then we're going to have an end to the fighting because you will have won what you want. And would that be a good idea for the United States? Nikki Haley on Fox News, which is, for reasons that are very complex, now President Trump's least favorite network, he says, Haley was on Fox News, and she gave her verdict on that idea that Trump could end the Ukraine war in a single day. Here's the former U.N. ambassador and former South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, clip 7.
I think it's ridiculous. He knows that he can't end the war in a day. Everybody else knows he can't end the war in a day. He says these crazy things. It's not true. We've got a realistic situation on our hands. The way we end the war is to get Putin out. It's not to appease Putin. The way we end the war is to be strong and work on our alliance. When I worked on dealing with Iran at the United Nations, or when we focused on dealing with Russia with Syria, when we had to negotiate with the Security Council on getting the largest sanctions against a country in a generation with North Korea, we didn't do it from a point of weakness. We did it with a point of strength. And it wasn't just strength from the U.S. I had to strengthen the spines of the Europeans, of our friends in NATO, to let them know our goal is to prevent war. The only way you prevent war is with strength. And you have to take these dictators on. You don't run from them. And that's what Biden has done every step of the way. He's run from Putin. That's what's dragged out this war for so long. Let's end this war, get Putin out. We can't sit there and run scared of every dictator, or else they're going to keep on running all over us.
Effective? I think she is. I think she is basically right. I'm not sure that it should be a war goal to get Putin out, but it might be an impact of the war. But as an announced goal, regime change, not in Russia. Mike Pence also spoke well on this issue. He talked about it on clip 9.5.
The only way you could end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours would be by giving Vladimir Putin what he wants. And that's the last thing the United States should ever call upon Ukraine to do. Look, I think this war in Ukraine matters to the national interests of the United States for a couple reasons. Chief among them is that by giving Ukraine what they need to fight and repel the Russian invasion, we're going to prevent that Russian military, if they overran Ukraine, from crossing a border where, under our NATO agreement, we would have to send our armed forces into harm's way. I think it's important. Just like Ronald Reagan said back in 1985, he said, if you're willing to fight our enemies on your soil, we'll give you the means to fight them there so our men and women don't have to fight them. But this is also about China, Caitlin, and we don't talk about that enough. Look, I've met Vladimir Putin. I've met President Xi. I promise you that China is watching very closely to how the United States and our Western allies respond in Ukraine. And with their military provocations continuing in the Asia Pacific, I think there's no more effective message to restrain China's military ambitions in the Asia Pacific, specifically toward Taiwan, than giving Ukraine what they need to repel that act of unprovoked Russian aggression in Ukraine.
Okay, look, I am encouraged to hear two different candidates for president, for the Republican nomination for president, both Governor Haley and Vice President Pence, speaking sensibly about that issue in Ukraine. And in terms of alternatives to DeSantis and Trump, which is basically all you've been hearing about, there's a piece by Bill Galston today in the Wall Street Journal, which I had mentioned, that runs under the headline, Could Tim Scott Pull an Upset? And Galston begins by talking about a long ago a primary election way back in 1984, where it was considered an absolute lock for Walter Mondale. He was a former vice president. He was running now to challenge Ronald Reagan. He had been vice president immediately before with Jimmy Carter. And then he did a sort of an underwhelming performance in Iowa. And there was a shock because Gary Hart, who was a senator from Colorado, beat him, and beat him big time in New Hampshire. And what he says, can anyone pull off a New Hampshire surprise in 2024? My money, says Bill Galston, is on South Carolina's junior senator Tim Scott. His affable presence makes him likable on the stump. He has avoided serious mistakes, and he has a compelling life story as an African-American who rose from humble beginnings, from cotton to Congress, he often says. He uses his story to show that America is a country that offers opportunity for all, a message to which most Republicans respond. And by supporting Mr. Scott, Republicans can push back against the charge that their party has been taken over by racist dog whistlers, a charge that a majority of independents accept, according to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute. Mr. Scott can distinguish himself from Mr. Trump without having to challenge the former president on his character or record. These latent strengths won't be activated, however, unless Mr. Scott stages an early surprise. If he can beat Mr. DeSantis for second place in Iowa, assuming that Trump wins in Iowa, he would have a chance to do even better in New Hampshire. With no serious Democratic contest, most independents will participate in the GOP primary, and Mr. Scott could do well with them. As my colleague Elaine Karmark has pointed out, some Trump sympathizers might vote in the Democratic contest to support Robert F. Kennedy, improving Mr. Scott's chances among Republicans. After New Hampshire comes South Carolina, where a home state win could propel Mr. Scott to front-runner status, especially if most other defeated Republicans leave the race and endorse him, as most Democrats did in 2020 after Mr. Biden's South Carolina victory. Does this sound entirely credible? Well, it's certainly wish fulfillment. There's a new ad which we'll play for you, a Tim Scott ad in Iowa that shows how he could do well, finishing second, for instance, in Iowa, at least. Listen, this is clip 12. We will get to it coming up on the MedVed Show. We'll also be talking about the tribal wars that have been going on in the Republican Party and could still determine what happens in this election. Where is Trump a likely nominee? He is. But is he a sure thing? Not by a long shot, says Patrick Ruffini. We'll be talking to him coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show mentioned a brand new Tim Scott ad, and Senator Scott is one of the candidates who has been most successful in fundraising, more successful than Nikki Haley, his fellow South Carolinian, more successful than any of the candidates other than DeSantis, who was able to transfer $80 million from his gubernatorial fund that the money he had raised to get reelected as governor of Florida, and that's been transferred over, so he has more cash on hand than anybody, other than President Trump, of course, who has a super PAC, who has all kinds of fundraising strengths, which actually we can talk about a little bit. But in any event, Tim Scott has been using his ads to try to compete in Iowa and New Hampshire, which he has to do, because if he's going to emerge as one of the front runners, one of the serious contenders, he's going to have to do it in those two states. And here is the ad that is aimed at Iowa, where you remember a great many of the Republicans, in particular in Iowa, are evangelical Christians. And he's clearly appealing to a faith-based constituency in this clip 12.
Our country is founded upon a Judeo-Christian rock. Our rights don't come from a government. They're inalienable. They come from a creator. What's missing in our public life so often are the values embedded in the gospel. Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. If we want a better America, I think it starts with faith in God and faith in each other. We must preserve the ability to worship as we see fit. I'm Tim Scott, and I approve this message.
And that's one of the messages that he is sending. They're having a major get-together coming up in Iowa that Trump is not attending. And there's a piece in the New York Times under the heading, Picking Fights in Iowa, Trump Risks Alienating Potential Allies for 2024 Caucuses, which is an indication that it might be not just a gimme automatic win for Donald Trump. He didn't win the Iowa caucuses 8 years ago.
Ted Cruz did. And here's what the piece by Shane Goldmacher says in the New York Times. Iowa may be the most important state on Donald J. Trump's early 2024 political calendar, but he hasn't been making many friends here lately. He lashed out at Iowa's popular Republican governor, Kim Reynolds, and then his campaign informed one of the state's politically influential evangelical leaders, Bob Vander Plaats, that the former president would skip a gathering of presidential candidates this week in Des Moines. The back-to-back moves yesterday, which the campaign of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida labeled a snub of Iowa conservatives in an email on Tuesday, show the extent to which Mr. Trump, the front runner for the Republican nomination, acts as if he is immune to traditional political pitfalls, while he is also under indictment and his rivals are seeking to capitalize on some voters' fatigue with his antics. With Trump's personality, I feel he thinks he owns Iowa, said Steve Bonder, a board member of the Family Leader. That's the conservative Christian group organizing the event on Friday that Mr. Trump is skipping. And I'm not sure he does own Iowa. I think Trump's negativity is hurting things a little bit, added Mr. Bonder, who remains unaligned for 2024. It is not surprising that Mr. Trump will skip the Family Leader gathering. He has generally avoided these cattle calls events, which feature all the candidates, as advisors see such settings as lowering him to the level of his far-behind opponents. In addition, Mr. Vander Plaats has made no secret of his desire to move past Mr. Trump, including traveling to Tallahassee to have lunch with Mr. DeSantis in the governor's mansion. I think there's no doubt, most likely I will not endorse him, Mr. Vander Plaats said of Mr. Trump. So he believes if he shows up and I don't endorse him, that will make him look weak. But as a result, he said, Mr. Trump was missing out on speaking to an estimated audience of 2,000, and many of those people still love him dearly. He also, President Trump, had posted this about Governor Kim Reynolds, who's a terrific governor, by the way, and she had been widely talked about as a potential vice president for President Trump, but not when he writes about her this way. He sent out a Truth Social on Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa. He says, I opened up the governor position for Kim Reynolds, and when she fell behind, I endorsed her, and he has endorsed in capitals, did big rallies, and she won. Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social, he's referring to her 2018 race. Now she wants to remain neutral. I don't invite her to events. Okay, what she's talking about, opening up the governor's position for her, Governor Brandstatt was the governor of Iowa, and Trump appointed him ambassador to China. And in that sense, it opened up the position as the governor of Iowa for Kim Reynolds, who's done a fine job and, by the way, would be, it seems to me, a strong running mate for any number of potential candidates other than Donald Trump. The Family Leader event, which is expected to feature Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, and former Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas. That's a pretty good lineup. When you look at that, that has most of the serious candidates. And the fact that President Trump is turning it down could be one of those foolish moves like President Biden's insistence not to have his name on the ballot in New Hampshire, not to have his name on the ballot in Iowa, because he is insisting that South Carolina should go first. Again, to have any possible chance of the President of the United States having a real race for the nomination, well, It could happen if Robert Kennedy Jr. gets a substantial vote, and that pushes somebody else into the race. Somebody like a Gretchen Whitmer of the governor of Michigan, or Gavin Newsom, governor of Arizona, who knows. The Real Clear Politics average for what's going on right now in Iowa, it shows Trump with 47.7%, big lead. He's literally double what DeSantis has at 23.7. Haley at 4.0. Tim Scott at 3.7. Mike Pence at 3.3. And the point about all of this is that when you actually look at the history of Iowa caucuses, there have been many occasions where people with dominating leads, like at one point, Jeb Bush had a dominating lead in 2016, and that was before Trump had come down the escalator and gone ahead and announced his campaign. By the way, here, let me get to an email that came in about what we were talking about. This came in from David, and he says, Michael, did you ever stop to think that Representative Taylor Greene is accurately and faithfully representing her constituents? How is having their tax dollars being spent in Eastern Europe instead of improving life in their backyard considered worth it to individuals in rural Georgia? Don't give me the "it's the right thing to do," because you and I both know that this is the equivalent to the Iran-Iraq war in the 80s, with Zelensky being Saddam Hussein and Putin being Khomeini. I'm sorry, David, you say we both know that? No, I don't know that. I don't think that's a decent a decent analogy at all. And again, you're talking about genocidal regimes, two of them, with the Iran-Iraq war. Ukraine is not that. Ukraine, and the reason it is being supported really by the whole world is because there is a difference, and the future of U.S. security depends on it. And we'll get to more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.